meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
I love that song. Good little Billy Joel in the morning. Welcome back, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. Sitting next to me is Ann Nordhaus-Bike, our astrologer to the stars. And Ann, we're about to jump on the phone with Igerim Shurman, who is the creator of the Get Whist, or the CEO of Get Whist. And she's going to be telling us about the way to pick the best venue this Valentine's Day. Now, I know we had this conversation about, you know, does the stars play into where you should pick food? So I want to have both of you guys on the line. Igerim, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
How bad am I butchering your name?
No, you got it perfectly right.
Wow. I was going to start a drinking game at 5-something in the morning. How are you? I appreciate you waking up early and getting on the show.
Totally. No, I'm happy to be here and share some tips.
Yeah, so talk to me. First of all, fill our listeners in. What is Get Whist?
So it's called the Whist app, actually, and you can the link on the website is getwhist.com. It's a recommendation app for finding best food and drink spots near you that's actually personalized to you. We give you top five places right now near you within walking distance that actually fit most likely fit your tastes and preferences.
Now, it says here, you know, we could search within a genre, but you can also search within a theme. That's kind of cool, because what if I wanted, like, a Rocky Horror Valentine? I mean, can your app help me find that?
You can look by a theme, as in, like, a food spot for a date. I don't know about a Rocky theme, but I'm sure if you've been to places like that before, we will dig up something that's similar to that.
So, we have Ann Nordhaus-Bike, who's the astrologer to the stars on our show here. And say hi.
Hello.
Hey, Ann.
So, how are you this morning?
We're
wondering, did you factor in your algorithms astrology at all?
That's a good idea. We haven't, because we never talked to an astrologist, but...
Well, here you go. Here's your shot.
Maybe we'll find out something. Yeah, maybe that should be also an additional signal we should take in.
Yeah, Anne's available for consulting gigs. She can come on and she can give your, you know, here's the thing we could add to the app is you put in, like, what's your sign?
Yeah.
Because Anne was saying that, maybe if you're an Aries or something, you might be more apt to, like, Italian food because of your, it could be really interesting.
Because you love red if you're an Aries, usually.
Right.
So, but red's
kind of cool. You also have something here on the app says get sentimental. What is that about?
There's different genres. So, like, I think when you're picking a date spot, especially for Valentine's Day, there's so many options out there, and kind of narrowing it down with a specific genre and also staying with that genre. So if you pick a theme, whether it's like a Paris in Chicago, kind of sticking with that throughout the night and with everything from the type of food that you pick to even the way you dress, it's a good way to have a great date night and also have fun with it.
And this could be national, right? This isn't just Chicago. This is anywhere in the nation.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, we are in all the big cities. We don't have our app is not working in some of the smaller cities, but most of the metropolitan areas. Yes.
This is really cool. And you suggest having a plan B in case things don't work out. How often does that happen?
You know, happens quite a lot, actually, especially in big cities like San Francisco, New York, and Chicago. You go to a restaurant, there's a private event, or it's completely booked out. You didn't make reservation ahead of time. Happens quite a lot. I mean, San Francisco, usual wait without reservations, like hour plus. And obviously, you don't want to be waiting for an hour, more than an hour, with your date on Valentine's Day. Exactly. Not a good start of the date. We always recommend to have a plan B, which is, you know, have a couple of other ideas for places nearby. And that's also where our app comes in very, very handy, because it is kind of like on the go, what's open now, right now, within like you know, 1 mile distance from us.
Can you make reservations from the app?
Right now, no. But we are integrating with Open Table's reservation system, so very soon in the future we'll be able to do that too.
I like that. I mean, didn't you become full circle in the sense
Correct,
that, you know,
exactly.
I could come to you to figure out what's the best venue. How did you guys come up with this idea? This is really interesting. I mean, is it all based on algorithms?
It's based on, it's not just like some artificial intelligence algorithm. We also look at things like, where your friends have been, because it's a pretty strong signal to what you might be most interested in. So we combine a number of things like our own algorithm, but also like social signals from friends, locals, friends of friends, et cetera. And the way we came up with this idea is because, you know, there's so many apps out there and there's so much information and you end up kind of spending hours reading through reviews and trying to figure out, is this place right for me?
Yeah.
You know, is it interesting? And honestly, like, we don't have time anymore for that. There's just so many other things you could be out there doing. So we created this app to kind of help people save time and also have a great experience. So that's why I will also give you only 5, not 20 or 100.
Right. No, I like it. This is good stuff. Where can people download the app?
You can download it on the iOS App Store. It's WIST, WIST. City Guide, it's open in most of the metropolitan cities in the U.S.
Pretty cool.
Or you can go to our website, getwist.com.
I was just going
to
say.
And we can send you a link.
Getwist.com is the website. And before you go, Aaron, what is your sign?
Cancer.
Cancer. And real quick, what can she expect from her Valentine?
Oh, from her Valentine's Day? Well, you have Jupiter in your sign, but it's going retrograde. So it's a great time, actually, maybe to think about Valentine's Day past. And that would be a wonderful way to celebrate. Like pleasures from your past, people from your past.
Interesting.
And food
Interesting.
From your past.
See Nancy's that?
I'm very concerned with food.
Ooh, this makes sense that
perfect.
She's got an app that's all
say,
about food.
Yeah. Yeah. And Plan B, she was talking about.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mercury's retrograde all month, which means plans, reservations can go awry. Be flexible. It's a really good month to be flexible.
Yeah, as long as she has the Plan B in the app, she's okay.
Might need C and D this year.
Awesome. Well, see, I bet you didn't think you'd wake up and get your own, get your stars read too. And we get an interview
exactly.
and your stars read.
A great, nice surprise. Thank
well,
you.
Good stuff. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And good luck with everything. It sounds like a fun app.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
And have a romantic Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.